Hello and welcome to this edition of the Organist Encores with me, Damon Cox, where on tonight's show we'll be delving into the realm of 33 and a third RPM. Now, without wishing to sound like an old man, some of our younger listeners might quite not know what I'm going on about at this point in time, but that's the speed in which long-playing vinyl records generally sat on the turntable at when they were being listened to, or in this case, transferred. Now, all of these records are new to me. They're not new, they've been around for a good number of years, some of them, but they're certainly ones that are new to my digital realm. For a very long time, I've had a pile of records that I thought, I must transfer those at some point. And the lockdown and working from home has meant that I can get on with some transferring of LPs, so it's great to have some new material to listen to. First up, a track from Billy Knoll playing the Rochester Auditorium Theatre Wurlitzer, which contains four manuals and 22 ranks of pipes, in 1977 on his LP called Show Business. And this is a song made so famous by Judy Garland in the film The Meet Me in St. Louis, and it's the trolley song. Thank you. the trolley riding off into the distance there, with Billy Knoll at the helm of the Rochester Wurlitzer. Now, some instruments have become very much associated with players, or should that be the other way around? Nonetheless, there's certain combinations we think of. Reginald Dixon at the Tower Ballroom, Joseph Seal in the Regal Kingston on Thames Wurlitzer, and Buddy Cole at his home studio Wurlitzer Morton. Well, that's the instrument we're going to hear, and when Buddy sadly passed away, one more recording was made on the organ in situ by Anne Leaf. Now, it's always interesting when an instrument that's you're so used to hearing in the hands of one person in one particular style is played by somebody else in a different style. However, Anne, I think, pays slight nods in places along the LP to Buddy's style of playing, and this track in particular, I think, highlights some of those Buddy Cole-isms. Anyway, it's a gorgeous number, I think, in Latin American feel, and it's called Shangri-La. Lovely off-trem jazzy sound there, reminiscence of Buddy Cole with his home Wurlitzer Morton studio organ, which had three manuals and 27 rangs of pipes, in the hands of Anne Leaf. Now, the next three tracks have nothing to do with theatre pipes, so if that's not for you, feel free to skip, I won't be upset. But the next three tracks, as I say, are something a little bit different. First up is an LP recorded by Walter Wanderley, who plays alongside a number of other musicians, flute, trombone, guitar and percussion, and Walter is seated at Hammond organ. Now, Walter Wanderley was known for his Latin American music on the Hammond, and it's a style that I really enjoy listening to. Although I will say this, some of the music is a little bit samey when you listen to the whole album throughout. However, the occasional track is very pleasant listening indeed. And I chose this track from the record for one reason. It features a rather humorous sounding traditional Brazilian drum. And it's a piece of music in bossa nova style called The Taste of Sadness. The Walter Wanderley at the Hammond alongside his group on flute, trombone, guitar and percussion, and A Taste of Sadness. Well, we stay in electronic organ world next for a track by Brian Sharp. Brian's work in the 70s with the electronic organ I've always found to be very innovative and creative, and excellent use of multi-tracking. This track, recorded in 1979, sees Brian at the Rio Orchestra, although no doubt with lots of other gizmos in there too. There's also a drummer who wasn't credited on the LP, but nonetheless the two work together very well in this very 1970s disco arrangement of Love is a Many Splendored Thing. And within this piece of music is another hit from the 1970s disco era, and I'm sure that you'll be able to tell me what it is.
Thank you.
Love is a many splendored thing combined with the hustle. A combination that I didn't think would ever be possible, but there's Brian Sharp telling us otherwise. Now, the next track doesn't have an organ in it at all. In fact, it's featured on piano. And it's from an LP called Big Silent Movie Themes, which sees Florence de Jong and Ina Barger at a piano, probably one that was lying around the EMI studios at the time of recording. Nonetheless, this track is music associated with silent picture star Tom Mix. Now, I can't say I've ever seen any movies with Tom Mix in it. However, the reason I chose this piece is because it's called The Tender Heart Intermezzo, which was written by both Florence and Ina's father, Con Barger. It's a rather up-tempo jolly number, so here we go. Music associated with Tom Mix and The Tender Heart Intermezzo, written by Con Barger, played by Ina Barger on piano. And now we return to normal service, so to speak, with some theatre pipes. And the next one is a very well-known instrument in the Century 2 in Wichita and the ex-Paramount New York Wurlitzer. Now, in a couple of weeks' time, I will be doing a special show on this particular Wurlitzer because it's a favourite of mine. But for now, here's a little teaser, played by the man who opened the Wurlitzer in the Century 2, Rex Khoury. This is a tune which surely everybody must know. It's the theme to the Pink Panther. Rex Curry certainly sounding like he's having fun there at the Century 2 in Wichita with that theme from the Pink Panther. Now, I have to be honest, until recently, the name Bill Vlasic didn't mean much to me. However, I transferred his album At the Paramount, and since I transferred that LP, I've actually had a number of CDs passed on to me as well, and I have to say I really enjoy Bill's playing, and he gets some silky, gorgeous sounds from the Paramount Music Palace restaurant in Indianapolis on the ex-Paramount Oakland Wurlitzer, which had four manuals and 42 ranks of pipes. This is one of those tracks that left a big smile on my face, as Bill is actually accompanying himself on the piano, with Wurlitzer in the background and a drummer, with some ooey-ooey sounds with this lovely rendition of Sooner or Later. The silky sounds there of Bill Vlasic at the Paramount Music Palace Pizza Parlor in Indianapolis with Sooner or Later. Well, unfortunately, sooner or later we do have to bring this show to an end, and it's time for our last track. Now, it's always been said that to put a decent theatre organist on a classical organ and they make excellent sounds. However, I still thought it's quite an art for a theatre organist to get good classical registrations from a theatre organ. Now, in this country, generally, Compton's performed better with the tremulants off than Wurlitzer's. Having said that, though, there are a few exceptions to that rule. Although stateside, it seems that Kimball organs also perform brilliantly with the trems on or off, and such is the case at John Dickinson High School in Wilmington, Delaware. Now, this recording comes from a double LP produced by Hector Oliveira, back when the Kimball was only a three manual 28 rank instrument. The first disc sees Hector playing some of the classical repertoire, and the second disc is all the normal pops that you would associate with a theatre organ. But the finale for this week comes from the classical side, because it left my jaw somewhere on the floor. So here to end is the finale from the Suite Gothique by Leon Boleman, and it certainly puts the Kimball through its paces. Hector Oliveira at the 328 Kimball in the John Dickinson High School, putting it through its classical paces with the finale from the Suite Gothique by Leon Boleman. Well, that concludes some of the new additions to the archive, but don't worry, there's lots more. For those of you who follow me on Facebook will know that the other day I took custodianship of about 500 LPs, all of which at the moment are strewn across the floor as I'm sorting through them, and will slowly be transferring them with all sorts of new, exciting, and some very rare sounds, so I'm very excited about that. But until then, don't forget, on Monday we shall be doing the second part of our trip around the United States of America, and then next Thursday, John Leeming will be at the microphone with what he's going to be calling Organ Oddities. Now don't forget, you can find out everything you need to know on our website, organistencores.co.uk, or on Facebook at The Organist Encores, or on Twitter, Instagram, Carrier Pigeon. I'm sure that to whatever method you use, you'll be able to get in touch with us somehow if you need to. So from me, Damon Cox, all it needs me to say is take care and look after yourselves.